This is Fresh Air. Our film critic David Edelstein has a review of the new film Starred Up by the Scottish director David Mackenzie. Actor Jack O'Connell from the British TV series Skins and the upcoming film Unbroken plays a teenage inmate in a maximum security adult prison.
None of the inmates in the brutal British prison drama Starred Up thinks of escape or even imminent release. It's not that kind of prison drama. The characters will be here for a long time, and they've accepted the hierarchy of power among prisoners. But the newest arrival hasn't yet. He's a teenager named Eric Love. He has been starred up, meaning transferred to an adult prison because he's too violent for a juvenile lockup. Eric marks his arrival by smashing furniture in his cell and making a run at the guards, chomping down on one guy's crotch and refusing to let go. His hair-trigger hostility to authority leaves him confused when he meets two father figures. One is an earnest group therapist named Oliver Balmer. The other is his actual father, Neville Love, a dominating inmate whom Eric barely knows. The psychodrama is so thick you can cut it with a straight razor. Starred Up is directed by David Mackenzie from a script by Jonathan Asser, and it's brilliantly disorienting. They take a world we thought we knew from other prison films and make it shattering in ways that go beyond physical violence. In part, that's because of the principal actors. Eric is played by Jack O'Connell, who at this point is better known for a movie no one has yet seen, the upcoming adaptation of the harrowing bestseller Unbroken, directed by Angelina Jolie. O'Connell is remarkable. We see Eric's volatility even when he's still, or when he lopes down the corridor of cells radiating insolence, ready to strike back before anyone thinks to strike first. What I love most is how O'Connell suggests Eric's wit. He wrinkles his forehead in mock bemusement, the way Sean Connery used to, as if Eric is pretending to puzzle out a question about whom he should trust. The answer, of course, is no one. Experience has taught him that everyone is inclined to hurt him. Ben Mendelsohn plays his dad, the actor best known for his psychotic mama's boy in the Aussie thriller Animal Kingdom. His Neville is also deadly. The man is wired for conflict. But there's tenderness in him, too. First for his cellmate and lover, then for the son he wants to protect. No, not just to protect, to oversee. He has trouble, for instance, watching Eric ally himself with black prisoners. It makes him anxious. And he's driven to near madness by that therapist. He simply can't reconcile his desire to see his son helped and his jealousy that someone else is doing it. Rupert Friend, as the do-gooder Oliver, is almost too good to be true, but the grim joke is that his group sessions can't go 30 seconds without a fight breaking out. Here he visits Eric in his cell and makes the case for joining the group. By way of warning, the accents in Startup can be semi-impenetrable to us Yanks.
You look nice.
Really?
Where are you from?
Oxfordshire.
Oh. What are you doing here?
I was going to ask you if you'd like to walk to group.
No,
today.
I'm in the f***.
Well, I feel at home here.
So this is where you open up to me and build trust, is it?
Yeah. You know, I was sent away when I was very young to boarding school, and when I got out the other end, I found it really hard to manage in the outside world.
Posh boy.
Not really.
Well, you don't get paid.
I had some family money after my granny died.
So this is sort of like a hobby for you then?
No. No, I need to be here.
The makers of Startup clearly don't believe that Oliver can make much headway in a culture in which the people in charge, the prison administration, choose harsh punishment over therapy. But the filmmakers aren't cynics or nihilists, which can make all the difference in a prison movie. There's a logic behind the prison's ecosystem, and every man, no matter how vicious, has his reasons for trying to hold on to power. Even in a movie so jangled and bloody, there are precious moments of silence in which Eric is alone in his cell, his guard down long enough to let him breathe. Jack O'Connell never lets us forget that Eric is still a boy, and that even behind bars, it's possible to find a measure of self-control, which might be the truest form of freedom.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. The Toronto Film Festival is underway, and two of our producers, Anne-Marie Baldonado and Lauren Krenzel, are there, scouting out movies we might want to do interviews about. They're writing about some of the films they've seen on our blog, which you'll find on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com.